Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Not only is Bob in a computer room somewhere right now, in the Odyssey Zoom room, I guess it's called, Limits.
Okay, yes.
I also caught him abusing company equipment.
What?
Uh-huh.
Was he breaking things?
Yeah, I just reported him to personnel.
Was he smashing anything?
I'm not going to say what
he
did.
Was he throwing anything against the wall?
Sports Talk on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus, now streaming on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season now streaming only on Paramount Plus. Bob, I just reported you to personnel for abusing company equipment.
Thank you very kindly, Joe.
What were you doing in that room?
I'm trying to figure out Zooms. I hate Zooms because especially when I'm in a different. I've never used that computer. In order to sign on, you have to go through all kinds of things, which I'm not prepared for.
I thought you did well, actually. I observed a little bit of it. You did better than I would have done. Mount Washington yesterday. I saw somebody tweet out, B-Wall, I think he calls himself, low-key, this is now arguably my favorite Steelers run ever. The Vance McDonald stiff arm, the Willie Parker Super Bowl run, Bettis Urlacher. I'm trying to think of others, he said. Darnell had me jumping out my seat.
Gainwell again out of the backfield. Jones the block at the left tackle. The muscular tight end Washington running roughshod, bulldozing, plowing. Wow! Catch and run! 31!
Bob, that's up there. That's up there as one of the greatest, most legendary, memorable, enjoyable, fun runs in Steelers history. It is. I mean, of course, there's Franco, if you count that as half run. That one's in a separate category all by itself. Other than that, this one, certainly modern day, I think of Vance McDonald.
The Vanimal, that was a good one.
Yeah, the Vanimal.
Chris Conte, I think, ended his career when he took that stiff arm. He was down. He just plowed him over. That was for a touchdown, so that gives a little bit more credance to that one.
I like
but
this one better, because it was three guys.
Right, it's like bowling for dollars. You know, he rolled down the alley, and he was taking out everything in his way. To the point where Geno Stone didn't even want to deal with him and basically said, Matador, you here, go by me, take on the next guy. And he did. Turner goes down. I forget who else he ran down.
Taylor, Britt, and Geno Stone, who once again turned to stone he's about to tackle.
He did not want any part of him. And then later, you know, he tries to hurdle guys, Mount Washington, and the guys fall backwards as well. He's somebody you don't want to meet. So as far as, you know, just energy in a run. I like Kevin Harlan bulldozing, torpedoing, whatever he did. It was the work ethic of a truck in snow, in Buffalo snow, when you're turning into one of those gears that you have to plow through. That's what he did. He just plowed through everyone. So it's up there. I like Bettis's only because Bettis
that one was on the line in that
game, and it meant their season. Quite frankly, they were 7-5 at the time. They had to win, and that kicked off what was a run all the way through a Super Bowl. So That would still be number one on my list. But as far as entertainment value, this is right there with Vance McDonald. I would probably put it ahead of Vance McDonald because of what he did.
I mean, it was. I can't stop watching it. I'm not sure. Okay, so the first one, let me call it up right now. I can't stop watching it. Which defender did he embarrass the worst? Was it Stonehenge?
I think it was Stone, yes. Like, who was
the second guy?
No, DJ Turner was.
Was Turner the one who was stiff-armed?
Turner was the one who was stiff-armed, I think. And then Stone didn't even deal with him. And then Taylor Britt at the end?
So,
is that what it was?
Here's the throw from Rodgers. The first guy's Taylor Britt. He just swats him in the
Taylor,
face,
but then
basically.
It was Turner at the end.
Stone wants no part of him. And then who was last? Was that Turner?
I think it was Turner last, and it was
that
Stone
was the
in
best
between.
One because he blasted Turner. Let me count the number of yards he flew in the air. It wound up being 5 yards out of bounds in the air. It's one of the most entertaining runs you'll ever see. And Kyle Brandt does that Angry Run Award. You know that on NFL Network?
He should
Network?
Have been an automatic winner of that.
He's going to win. Brandt tweeted out he might be the first person to get two scepters. You get a scepter if you win this every week. And this was just phenomenal stuff. Man, is he fun to watch. Why wasn't he used like this last year?
I don't know.
Why did they just ignore him in the pass game last year?
Maybe because they hadn't seen it, didn't think he was fast enough, or whatever the case, they were more fixated on him being a blocker, and he's good at that. But to get a blocker who can do that kind of stuff, and boy, it doesn't take much. You just release him from the line of scrimmage. He makes a chip block and then is in the flat. Once he gets the ball, nobody's going to want to deal with him.
You're right, though, about Bettis Urlacher. That's just an iconic moment in Steelers history that the field conditions, the two players involved, both Hall of Famers, and the moment that it was as far as sort of launching the Steelers toward the Bettis Super Bowl, all of that adds up, and that, to me, is the greatest modern day one anyway. And then, I don't know, is there a separate category from playoffs, Bob? I think there should be. Obviously, Willie Parker's
run is iconic.
Parker's,
that's never been broken, 75 yards, still the best run in Super Bowl history.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Join the PM team on Tuesday night, 6:30 at Rival Sports Bar in Bridgeville as they match wits with listeners in a trivia battle. Pony, Muller, and Donnie will take on a pre-selected listeners team to test their sports knowledge, Rival Sports Bar in Bridgeville. All right, Bob, are you up for a little trip around the league, my friend?
I love the trip around the league, especially when we're taking it on the truck that is Darnell Washington. Let's ride aboard that truck and go through this visit.
Let's do it. The game in Madrid, that field was immaculate. And the Fighting Minka Fitzpatricks come back from out of nowhere as the Commanders blow the game. And the Dolphins win it, and they're 4-7. Bob, are they starting to look like a more formidable foe for the Steelers coming up a little later in the year?
No, they're still the Dolphins.
I still think
they're going to be an unattractive Monday night game, which they probably want to consider moving if they can. I don't know what the rules are on that. I know you have to have so many days in advance. We'll see.
I don't know about
that. But it's the only Monday night game they have for the Steelers, so I think because of that, they'd want it. But
they've won 3 of their last 4. They beat Atlanta. They blew out Buffalo. They beat Washington. They're going to beat New Orleans and I think the Jets, and I think they're going to be 6-7 going into that Steelers matchup.
You trust that team too much. Just when you think they're good.
A-Chain is a great player.
He really is.
And their defense is suddenly,
Tua goes
started
on these
to
runs
come on.
Where Tua can carry you for 3 quarters, and then the next game he looks terrible. So
I know.
You never know what you're going to get with them.
Nobody cares about, well, actually we kind of do. The Panthers and the Falcons, what do you make of these Panthers, Bob? What is happening here? Is that the biggest surprise in the league that they're 6-5?
Probably, and they have a better record of just 11 weeks in than the Kansas City Chiefs. Make that bet in Vegas. Well, I think Carolina will have a better record than Kansas City 11 weeks into the season.
Good point. Next game, Bills 44, Bucks 32. I was watching part of this as the Steeler game was going on. What a show Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen put on. Josh Allen with 6 touchdowns, Bob. There are 3 players in the league to have at least 3 rushing touchdowns and 3 passing touchdowns in the same game. Do you know who they are, Bob?
Probably Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
Wrong. 3 of them, I said.
Oh.
Josh Allen was twice.
Very good limits. And who was the third?
Sid Luckman.
Wrong. Otto Graham. Three people in the history of the league. I mean, this guy is ridiculous.
Yes, and boy, you lose him. That's when everything changes. They can't afford to. He was dynamic yesterday.
He's
so
got
ways.
No receivers. Their defense stinks, and he's just Superman. He really is.
Technically, it's two people because Josh Allen did it twice.
Three times limits.
But he did it twice.
A younger version of Josh Allen is a different person. Texans 16, Titans 13. Watch out for these little Houston Texans, Bob. Buffalo's got to go there Thursday night. I happen to think that's probably the second best defense in football behind our friends from Philly, who showed again last night what they're all about. They're 5-5. They have Buffalo, and then they go at Indy and at Kansas City. Are they still in it here?
I'm going to say no on that.
Holy horse follicles.
Offensive problems.
So yeah, they do.
I'm not gonna endorse them. No.
Interesting. They started 0-3. They're 5-2 since then. They've beaten Baltimore. They've beaten San Fran. They've beaten Jacksonville.
Well, they beat Baltimore when their entire team was out. They just absolutely went over. They scored in the 40s against them. I don't think if they played that game again, you'd see that result.
I think they're going to beat Buffalo. They're going to be 6-5. But who am I to say, Bob?
They're not going
to
beat Buffalo.
Thursday night in Houston, I think they will. And Bears, the team that, what, Bob?
No, I was going to say, then Buffalo gets like a mini bye heading into the Steeler game.
Yes, they do. Bears 19, Vikings 17. The Bears have gone from a long history of losing in unimaginable ways, like the Hail Mary against the Commanders last season. Now they win all these games. They've won five last-second games. What do we make of the 7-3 Bears? Are they as good as their record, Bob?
They actually could be 9-1 if you look at the two losses that are part of their three losses. Caleb Williams is good. There are times I think he's better than good. There are times I think he's not as good as good. And yesterday, he did not have a very good game.
No, he was 16 of 32.
Yeah, but they still figured out a way to win. They have a run game that can surprise you, and they have some receivers who can light you up if you give them a chance. And their defense is better than people think, too. So I guess they're worthy of 7-3. I think it's going to be a good test for the Steelers, for sure.
Oh, do we have a point spread on that game, limits? Can you look up an early
point? 2.5.
Who?
Chicago.
Chicago?
I think so.
Very interesting.
Is that right, Austin?
Yeah, the early line is 3 in favor of the Bears.
Well, that means it's pretty much a pick 'em kind of game, right?
Yeah, which it should be.
Yeah, with the home
I mean,
field
the Bears' defense is sort of questionable, Bob. They're giving up 26 points in their bottom 5 in yards allowed. They've had some good efforts, but I don't know, man. They seem to be winning. Listen, I give them credit, but they seem to be winning with smoke and mirrors here. As they say.
Yeah, they are, but they're winning. And Ben Johnson's done a nice job with that team, first year.
I like him
job.
A lot.
And they were calling for him to be gone after two losses to start the season. That's how impatient people get.
Jags 35, Chargers 6. This was borderline shocking to
me. That's the same team that just beat the Steelers out there the way they did.
Holy ostrich.
And they go there and lay that egg.
Yeah.
And Jacksonville's a good team. They're 6-4, and they will play a role in either who gets in, who doesn't get in, or maybe they'll even surprise people and go further than you think.
That's why it was so big that the Steelers won yesterday. If they lose to the Bengals yesterday, the Steelers are behind the Jags and out of the playoffs.
That's how close week to week goes.
I give Pony all the credit because he said that Jacksonville would win this game, and Pony got a prediction correct.
He's actually gotten a lot of them correct.
He has. He's been on a heater ever since he had the nipple piercing prediction. Ever since then, I don't think he's gotten one wrong.
That was just the tip of the iceberg. Packers 27, Giants 20. Man, Jameis Winston came in and played in this game, Bob, and actually looked pretty good at times, but you know him. He keeps both teams in it, and the Packers now 6-3-1.
Yeah, I mean, Packers are – I just don't know what they are. I think at the beginning of the year, then they bring in Mike Parsons. I thought they're going to be a Super Bowl legit. But then watching them lose at home to Carolina, struggle the way they have at times up and down – they're still going to be involved, but I don't know if I'm going to look at them now as a Super Bowl team out of the NFC. They still could be, but right now they're trending in the opposite direction.
Quick thought on Rams 21, Seahawks 19. Sam Darnold, don't look now, but he's turning into Sam Darnold
four
again.
Four interceptions.
Yeah, and that comes he's been intercepted at least once in 4 straight games. He's got 10 picks. This doesn't bode well for our little Seattle Seahawks, Bob.
No, but I think it's one game. They still were in it. At the end, they could have won the game with a good throw to put them in field goal position.
True.
But, Rams are good. Rams are better than I think they than I thought they would be, and their defense has really stepped up. But Seattle's a good team. I would never doubt them moving into the playoffs. I think they're capable of doing some damage.
This was an entertaining game. Ravens score 13 in the fourth quarter to survive the Browns 23-16. Listen, I've been a Myles Garrett critic before. This guy is ridiculous right now. This I can say right now, Myles Garrett is absolutely better than TJ Watt right now. I think he's a defensive player of the year. He's just unbelievable.
Who?
What happened?
Who?
Bob and I made eye contact on something.
What did I say?
No, you didn't say anything. You didn't say anything.
Are you watching TV or something? Is there something up on the screen?
There was.
Okay.
I'm turning red. Oh.
Can I see it?
I think it's gone now, it's Joe. Gone.
Myles Garrett is better than TJ Watt right now, Bob. Hate to say
Agreed.
It, but he's just he's a phenomenal just force of nature.
But Shedeur Sanders got in. And there are people who came away thinking that he showed he could be a franchise quarterback. I didn't have that feeling.
What?
Yeah, Skip Bayless led the charge on that. He says, I've seen enough to make me think
he's was potential. 4 of 16.
I know. One pick could have been. What? He sacked a couple of
times. So bad, man. He was so
Skip
bad.
Skip Bayless said he showed he could be. He was 4 Do of 16 for, Skip, with an interception.
Find Skip Bayless on Twitter and tell me unless I read that wrong. But I think he came away thinking that.
That was one of the worst quarterbacking displays I think I've ever seen in my life.
He said, Shedeur is a franchise quarterback. I saw it Sunday. He has 525 comments on his post.
He's lost it. Well, that was a long time ago that he lost his mind.
Make that comment after one game. He just...
Did I mention he was 4 of 16?
Not only that, but he ran himself into 14-yard sacks and everything else.
His tweet before that was, in all caps, Shedeur struggled. But almost pulled it out.
Oh, my God.
Talk about delusional.
How about the play on that? We didn't talk much about Mark Andrews, but that was a great design.
Great tush
great
push.
Great time to do it, and nobody thought it was coming.
The longest run ever for a tight end. No, second. Second longest run from scrimmage ever for a tight end, and now I forget who the first one was. They said it on the broadcast. Darn it.
But, I mean, just a spin away, he had, Ricard is such a good blocker. He was a lead blocker there, and there was no chance that they were going to stop that play.
The Ravens are just a game giving, like Donnie said.
All right, how about their next four games? They have the Jets, right?
Cincy.
Miami, Pittsburgh.
No, they've already played Miami.
Okay, who's after the Jets then?
Jets,
Browns.
Cincy, no, Pittsburgh, Cincy. All at home, and then the Bengals again.
That's right. So they have two with Cincy then coming up.
Yeah.
In two and 3 weeks, is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right, well, so they have a chance to do some damage here. They have three AFC North games after the Jets game.
So Donnie says basically that the Ravens will win their next two and the Steelers will lose one, and therefore the Ravens will be in first place, correct? Going into that?
Well, yeah.
He said by the end of Thanksgiving night that the Ravens would be there.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it wasn't like Baltimore was that good yesterday. It was
no, but it's the AFC North. The Steelers will struggle in Cleveland. I promise you that.
No question about it, they will.
It's the AFC North, baby.
They won four in a row. That's all that matters.
Broncos 22, Chiefs 19, Bob.
Bo Nix comes up big when he has to, and Patrick Mahomes.
Are the Chiefs going to make the playoffs? Give me a yes or no from all of you gentlemen.
I'm still going to say yes.
Limits?
I'm still saying yeah, even though we're going to have a great dinner for Mr. Costos.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no to that.
That's a change in your opinion from just a couple of weeks ago, right? You thought they'd
be. Well, yeah, they lost.
Right.
In fact, they lost twice. They lost to Buffalo and to Denver. So they're not going to win the AFC West. We agree on that, right?
I would agree with that, yes.
Correct.
So who are they going to finish ahead of? Because the teams ahead of them, they've lost to them all. Jacksonville, Buffalo are directly ahead of them as wild cards. Okay. Do we think they'll get in ahead of the Steelers as a wild card?
Yes. I would say if there's a team right now that they would get over.
Bob, did you hear that?
But I'm still factoring in the division. I think whoever loses out, Steelers, Ravens in the division, will not make the playoffs and the Chiefs will get in. They'll be the seventh seed.
I said all along, I think just the AFC North winner's getting in. That's it.
I think this was a backbreaker for our friends from Kansas City.
I hope.
I don't think they're going to get in. It's not good when you're out. You're not going to win your division, and the team's just ahead of you in the wild card race. have all beaten you. That is not a good combo.
How about last year? They were so good in one-score games, guys. They were like, what, 10-0 or 11-0 in one-score games? They're 0-5 this year. And they're also 1-4 on the road.
And they were 11-0 last year. Did you just say that?
Yeah.
I said that earlier. It's amazing, the turnaround in those close games.
Here's their next four games. Indy at Dallas on Thanksgiving. That's not going to be easy. Houston and the Chargers. That's your season right there. Then they've got some wins coming up after that. All right, Bob, very quickly, the last game we'll mention is the night game where the Eagles escaped the Lions. My thought on this game, well, we already talked about Chiefs-Broncos, by the way. My thought on this game is that the Eagles' defense looks like the Super Bowl defense. They beat the living you-know-what out of Jared Goff. They are something defensively. And they've struggled offensively, but we all know they're good enough. Hurts, Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley. Come on, come on. When they need something, they're going to get it offensively. And that is a Super Bowl championship defense. Agreed?
And they just did, a week before that, they shut down Jordan Love. They go to Green Bay, and Green Bay didn't score a lot of points in that game. So they come at you. They don't have flaws on their defense at all. And Jalen Hurts is one of those guys who doesn't impress you in terms of big statistical numbers. But for the year, he has like one interception, and he's accounted for 22 touchdowns. So he knows how to win games. That's what he is more than anything else, a winner.
They have held Green Bay and Detroit in the last two games to a combined 16 points. Absolutely incorrigible.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joe has just left the building. So it's just me and Austin left for the final 5 minutes. And one thing we haven't talked about today, Austin, is the Penguins, who got 3 points out of four possible points on the Swedish trip, the Global Series. I was encouraged by not only their point, even though they had a loss in overtime, what they came back with on Sunday was even more impressive, limiting Nashville, which has a lot of big-name players on it, like Steven Stamkos and Marchessault and others, to just 21 shots on goal, and Sergei Mirashov stopped them all. First win as a Penguin is a shutout, which tells me the team in front of him played well, and it also tells me he played well.
Yeah, I was really impressed with Mirashov, Bob, and I tell you what, we've been told, isn't it nice to see what you're told about a player or a prospect, because at least from like a Pirate perspective, it doesn't happen often where you're told, oh, this guy's going to be really good. And then he gets here and he actually is. Like, we are seeing those flashes and those signs, and especially in this game for Mirashov, of why he can be the future for this team in net, especially because the waters have been so murky at goaltender over the last 5 years with Jari's inconsistency. Mirashov looks like the real deal so far.
He does, but they're going to have a problem on their hands. It's a good problem when Jari is back, because I thought Jari played well when he was in there this year. Shelovs has been good too, and they acquired him because he's younger and he can do that. He was trapped in a Vancouver system. When all three are healthy, what do you think the most logical move is? Now, they're going to pay Jari here no matter what. So if he sits, he still gets paid. I don't think his salary is all that intimidating if you're another team. It's $5 million plus. I mean, some of these goaltenders get 10. And someone may be willing to give him a second chance, not unlike a Sam Darnold or in football, some of these guys who go and all of a sudden discover something. I think he's been good enough to do that, but do they have to play him more, knowing that they may be dangling him out there at the expense of one of those other two?
Probably. I mean, signing Tristan Jarry to that contract is one of the worst things that this franchise has done over the last 15 years, 10 to 15 years, or at least since, you know, everything went kaput with the playoff runs. You're going to have to, just because if you want to trade somebody and you want to be able to get a decent return for him, or any return for him really at this point with that contract, really isn't that bad anymore considering what goalie contracts are going for now. You're probably going to have to give him more time, and he play well, Bob. Yeah.
Yeah, and if he does, he plays well, and you know Mirashov is going to be your future. That doesn't mean he has to be the immediate present, but if he keeps playing and playing at a high level, he may absolutely do that. But I think Shelovs has been good other than shootouts. Although in that one game, he had a couple of breakaways and he stopped both. So to me, that's a step in the right direction, because he hasn't been able to stop anyone in shootouts yet. In breakaways in games, he stopped two of them the other day. So we'll see. But the Penguins are 10-5-4. That's a record not many people saw coming. I believe they could be a playoff team, and I said they would qualify for the playoffs, and we'll see. It's still only a quarter of the way through the season, but so far so good as they return from Sweden. The 15-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Today, partly cloudy, high of 44. That's Carson Bruner. Low of 32, it's Franco Harris. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Tomorrow, Joe returns. Austin, you guys will have a lot to talk about. I'll be over at the Mike Tomlin press conference. We'll hear what he has to say about not only the quarterback, but you know what happens in this game against the Chicago Bears coming up, knowing that, man, every one of these wins is important. So I'll talk to you over there. You guys will have a good show. I'll see you tonight on KDK-TV. You had a busy day later today, or you have a slowdown day?
Well, we're going to be at Rivers Casino, Bob, tonight. Everybody come
well,
say
that's
hello.
That's not work, is it?
Well, it's a work event.
It's a work event.
It's fun.
It is fun
as well.
That's right. It is going to be a toast to the fan for all of your support over the years in helping us win a Marconi Award. That's coming up tonight at the Drum Bar.
Come say hello.
We'll see you there.
We'll say hello to you later tonight, Bob.
We will. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Here's Austin.
Well, Pitt basketball is going to be back in action tonight, and you can listen to the game right here on 93.7 The Fan as the Panthers looking to bounce back from their loss at West Virginia. 7 o'clock against Bucknell, 6:30. Our coverage begins. Headlines, Power Bowser, Genesis System, and Monroeville. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. PM team next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.